Well, Janet and I are here with Scott Martineau, co-founder of ConsciousOne.com. And Scott, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to tell us the story of how you made your first dollar living your passions.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, Scott, Janet and I know that Conscious One today has over 600,000 members. It's probably the largest provider of online course content in the personal growth world anywhere in the world. And we also know it wasn't always that way. Tell us how you got started. How did you make your first dollar following your passions?
Well, we made our first dollar after we made a few mistakes, and I want to share that with people because this is the kind of thing that everyone looks back when we have such a large audience now and think, oh, it's easy. Oh, gosh, it'd be just fantastic. But following your passion isn't always just an automatic unlocking of the doors to success. And when we first started Conscious One, we had thought of it as an event business at first. We thought we would put it together, the greatest speakers on personal growth all in one place, invite people to places like the Staples Center or the Marconi Center in San Francisco and have the greatest event ever, and people would just flock to it. And we watched a buddy do that in the business end of the world, bring the best speakers to the Staples Center, greatest event I've ever seen put together, and lose $1 million.
Ooh.
And we love the idea, but we hate the business model. And so we started trying to figure out what was lower cost, less risky ways to deliver the content to people. And at that time, as you recall, it was 2001. It's kind of the end of the dot-com bust. We started really looking at being able to provide online content to people, deliver it directly to them from wherever they are over the Internet. Now, we had to go up against things like dial-up connections and other things back then, but we were convinced, for some reason, we were convinced, probably based on our passion, that an online course delivering personal growth content right to your desktop or your laptop, wherever you are, was going to work. But we had no idea for sure. There was no guarantees. And it was really our passion that said, let's put together a course. Let's find a course that we know would resonate out there. And we came across the Neil Donald Walsh. And of course, he had developed some courses and had his Conversations with God book line out there. And at that time, that was really an important book to Steve, Amos, and myself, our founders. And we had been following Neil's discussions and contacts. And we said, let's put together an online course.
Well, and wasn't Neil's book number one on the New York Times list for like 3 years or something?
Yeah. When that originally came out, yes, absolutely. And he had done a number of other books and really had developed an audience. And so our very first dollar of income that came about, and I call it income because it wouldn't have been profit yet, but we were following our passion. First dollar of income came from the first release of the Conversations with God online course by Neil Donald Walsh. And it's still a fantastic course for this. It's great to hear Neil's thoughts and ideas and kind of an unbelievably refreshing look at religion and your relationship to God. And we were excited about it. But I remember 2002 releasing that very first course to our 7,000 members and waiting for the first order to come through. And I don't know if anybody else is in the Internet business, but you sit there and wait on the little pixel to send the email out that says an order has come through. And I have to say that I probably had sore thumbs, you know, or sore fingers from hitting the refresh button, you know, trying to get, you know, like there's some kind of the equation between how many times I'm hitting the refresh button and how many orders there came through. But when those very first ones came through, those were our first dollars of income, and the very first, very first results out there in the world that said, yeah, online courses will work, and yes, we want this content, and the feedback we got from people were saying, yeah, do more, we want more.
What was the biggest lesson that you learned in that? What was the thing that you felt really propelled you at that time? Through this whole thing that you went through.
Sure, sure.
The most important lesson.
Yeah, the thing that propelled us was that we loved that passionate pursuit of personal growth. And we didn't care as much about picking, you know, one genre or another genre or saying you had to follow this discipline or another. We just wanted to be a great online course provider for any content that people wanted. And we just didn't want it to be about blame, fear, or guilt. That was really our only criteria. We said it can't ever be about blame, fear, or guilt. But from getting through that, it was being open to the fact that our first idea was going to be a tremendous amount of risk of capital, and might have even I don't think we would have stopped, but if we would have done that, that would have been a very hurtful or very painful experience, you know, to lose $1 million getting right out and trying to do an event business. So we were open to new ideas, and clearly the feedback we got from our audience quickly was they liked this and wanted more. And so the lesson learned for me was get your customers, your clients, something they like and have them tell you what's next. You know, follow their passion too. You know, if it's your passion and it's shared by one person, well, you can have a chat room, but you can't have a business. you can't really follow your passion that much except with that one other person. And that may be fine for a lot of people, but we wanted to make sure that people could get access to this content no matter where in the world they were, no matter what they were. If they had access to a computer some way, we could deliver great personal growth, great enlightened spirituality, great conscious business online courses to them no matter where they were.
Great. Scott, thank you so much for sharing your story. We're so grateful that you were with us.
Thank you, Chris, Scott. Just wonderful to be with you again.
Chris, Jenna, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure being with you guys.